from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
There's always some magic in the air when you get to hear new Beastie Boys on the radio from Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. That was Make Some Noise, their best record since 1994's Ill Communication, if I do say so myself. There's also a great video out there that they made for this song. Some of Elijah Wood's best acting, I think, since Back to the Future Part 2, if you may indulge me in a few throwbacks. Because this is 101.9 FM CITR. And we're in round one of the Shameless Playoffs. I'm the Jonathan Canucks, about to square off with the Natalie Bruins.
Why do I have to be the Bruins?
The Bruins are cool.
Are they?
Ready to drop the puck?
I think I'm going to lose this game. Throw in the game.
Oh, thanks. Throwing it like you throw Lexilis on Facebook?
Don't even start. One game.
I'm the defending champion of Lexilis on Facebook.
One game.
I will challenge everyone out there on the internet.
Do it.
I will.
People challenge him. Do it. He'll lose.
I'm awesome.
No. One game.
I'm undefeated.
One. You've played one game.
You know what I like more than Lexilus?
Scrabble.
That too. And you know what else?
What?
The Vancouver music scene. Because, as it so happens, this is my favorite time of year for the Vancouver music scene.
It is.
Because the skyline gets dominated. Dominated by the Music Waste Festival. From tonight till Sunday. Every venue, you pretty much can't avoid it. If you go somewhere, you will probably be at a Music Waste show. And it'll be good times, because, you know, this city's got a good music scene. Mm-hmm. And this is the time to shine. In honor of this, we'll be in conversation with a great Vancouver band, Vancouver's premier Vancouver band of Vancouverness, the Beelines. We'll be sitting in Lucy's Diner over on Main, chatting it up, playing some tunes. It'll be a good time.
Talking buses.
Yeah, talking buses, among other things. But and all the well, not all the songs, but most of the songs are going to be Music Waste themed. On this piece of paper, it's like a Bible for the show. It's got a ton of shows listed, a ton of bands listed. May not follow in chronological order. We may not get to everything. We definitely won't get to everything. But I'll try. In fact, let's start with tonight. Over at the Railway Club on Dunsmuir and Granville, you can check out Oh No Yoko. These kids are too talented for their own good. And yet somehow they made a track called 90s Kids. Were they even alive in the 90s? I don't even know. But it's good stuff. I like it. So here it is. 90s Kids on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
This is not a rat race with winners and losers. This is a fast paced way of life. I take you downtown, maybe show you the sights, and I hope you will like them. Push it right through the bars of the gutter. I know you've always wanted to swim with those song is, who let the dogs out? We played Oregon Trail on our Macintosh and Windows 93.
Well, I found your finger, but actually am. I'm first growth timber, suddenly I fell.
By Northeast Festival, music, film, and interactive takes over Toronto once again June 13th to 19th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 7 days, 50 stages, over 650 bands, plus 40 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale. Check nxne.com for details. Also available, passes that get you into the clubs first and into North by Northeast's groundbreaking interactive media conference. You want more? North by Northeast also rocks the heart of Toronto with 4 nights of massive free outdoor concerts. Visit nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival info. North by Northeast, celebrating 17 years of great music.
Fall apart. Come with me.
hitting the stage with their dreamy swagger. That's Double Dragon playing tomorrow night at Pat's Pub over on Hastings with their track Time Traveler here on Shameless 119 FM CITR. A good rule of thumb for this show is if you name your song after anything that could be related to Doctor Who, you're in. You're in. Plus, they're friends of Shameless. Always asking me on the street, when are you coming to my show? When are you coming to my show? Well, tomorrow at Pat's Pub. That's where I'm going. Also in that set, we have the Apollo Ghosts, who play Friday at the Astoria over on Hastings and Hawks. From their record, Mount Benson, and I do mean record, that was Witchcraft Lake. So, as it so happens, every year, around the Music Waste time, I bring in a band, talk to them, be talking to Beelines and a few. This time last year, it feels like, so long ago, I had this great band called Half Chinese come in, and they're playing Music Waste again this year at the venue called the Red Cat Records on Saturday at 2 p.m.
Did you know you can find the entire Music Waste schedule inside this month's Discorder magazine?
Thanks for the save, Natalie. Also on their Tumblr at musicwaste.ca. Mm-hmm. Whole schedule. Tons of stuff. Every day. Numerous things going on. Every day. This show is a mere tribute to what we can fit. It is. Here now, a game I think you might teach to all the kids. I think. Red light, green light.
It's a great game.
Wait. Okay, go. I'm Shameless, 119 FM, CITR.
To you and back. in as a tender. He cashed out on his lenders. He cashed out on protection. Our mothers of a convection. He's cashing in on rides.
Till it takes right.
I've often felt that you can recoup from anything in radio. Any mistake, you know. But when you put a record on and it's at the wrong revolutions per minute, it's very hard to recoup from that loss. Even when the record is shaped like a 33 and a third. Who knew it was a 45? Who knew? It looks like a 33 and a third.
I can vouch for that.
Because, you know,
honest
Ryan...
mistake.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Ryan Dick of the Beelines, which that was, the Hastings Strut, he's been changing his vocal style in recent years, and I figured he changed it quite a bit. Nope. Oops.
Oopsie-daisy.
However, I don't think he'll mind. We'll call that a remix.
Jonathan Brown special remix?
Yes. Right here on Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR. And, as it so happens, actually before that, we played some Humans, who are on this Music Waste special. And they are playing the Music Waste Festival this Friday at the Biltmore with Basketball and Fine Mist. Maybe there's some stuff from those bands later.
Can't wait.
Before that, we had Sun Wizard topping the CITR charts in the Great Discorder magazine. They are playing Saturday at Vancouver's newest venue, The Electric Owl, over down the downtown east side. Didn't write down where it was.
I'm sure we can find it and let the good listeners know in a bit.
The Bible has failed me. Anyway, moving on. The Beelines had a sit down with them over at Lucy's Diner over on Main Street. We chatted about a great many things. What is the Hastings Strut? How have the changes in your voice affected you? And the like. It's a jolly good time to chat up the Beelines here on Shameless. Sure was.
First of all, thanks for coming out and talking with me here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
How about we start with a round of introductions?
I'm Ryan. I sing in Beelines.
My name's Scotty. I play guitar in Beelines.
Oh, cool. So, first up, what motivated you, your brother, and your friends to start a band?
Well, actually, Scotty started it with Bruce and someone else who's no longer in the band. And they asked me to sing, so I was excited because I like Scotty's old band, and I figured it'd be fun.
So what was the origin of the Beelines like?
Yeah, I played in another band before this called Fuck Me Dead, and Fuck Me Dead was breaking up, and Ryan and Bruce and Adam used to play in a band called Fun 100, and they broke up at the same time, so we decided to start a band again.
And despite all the interviews you've had, no one asks you the obvious lame question. You're obviously named after the bus, the great number 99 Beeline, or was it the 98, which also existed at the time?
I think we're named after Beelines in general. The 98, 99. Is that the 135? Is that a Beeline?
No, it's not. But I think we're just here to support all the Beeline routes in Vancouver in general.
Yeah. So as a punk band, do you consider yourselves mosh-worthy? And do you hate moshing?
I don't hate moshing. I don't know what mosh-worthy... Scotty, yeah, you have more moshing
experience.
Honestly,
I don't really have an opinion about that. I think I just like to make music, and I don't really think much about what other people think of it. I think I'm here to write music and play music, and we do it because we want to, and however people think of it, they can handle it however they do. I don't know.
I think we're stand in front of us and stare straight ahead worthy, because that's what most people do when they see us.
That's the Vancouver slam dance.
Yeah.
What about when crowds get a little gropey?
Gropey. Yeah, sometimes.
I think it happens a lot, actually.
Yeah,
friends, people get pretty out of control.
Yeah, fans can get a little friendly, a little over-friendly. It happens sometimes, but it's fun. It's all good. It's all in good fun.
Yeah, I actually I love it when shows get chaotic. I really, it's kind of what I live for, to be honest. Like, I love it. I mean, a second ago I said I don't care what the how people take it, but at the same time, when I'm playing and the crowd goes nuts, it's a pretty good feeling to know when you're creating something that makes people want to go wild. It's a good feeling.
Your music is very Vancouver reflective. You're really, you know, big in the city. What do you think the state of punk music in Vancouver is like these days?
I think it's awesome. I think Vancouver has one of the strongest DIY punk scenes in the world right now. I think we're really fortunate to have a really strong scene with a lot of good bands that all support each other. I think we're really fortunate.
I think there's a lot of variety in Vancouver, whereas lots of other cities you'll get one sound or lots of cliques making very specific punk music to very specific subgenres. In Vancouver there's a lot more variety and crossover, like weird bands playing with each other that probably wouldn't play together in other cities. Like, I don't know, I mean, like something like White Lung and Heavy Chains playing with like Unlearn or something, like just something totally different is pretty rad.
What about a Hey Ocean Beeline's White Lung show?
Hey Ocean.
Ocean going on to a show.
Yeah, that would be a... That hasn't happened, has it? Is this a...
Is this a trick question?
Is this like a theoretical show lineup? Yeah,
I'm trying to put something together.
I think, you know, if someone wants us to do a show, we pretty much play whenever, wherever anyone wants us to. So however that happens, there we are, you know?
Well, speaking of which, you're all heading east to play the Sled Island Festival in about a month.
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
Well, we played it last year and it was lots of fun, and they asked us to play, so we're going to play, and it's always a blast. There's so many people from Vancouver there too. It's just like going out there and hanging out with all your friends in a different city. And
yeah, it's a blast. It's a really good festival. I think Calgary has a really good scene. People are super friendly, and I love playing out there, actually. It's great. Really supportive. Tons of people come out to the shows. There's lots of pretty girls. It's great. It's awesome, actually.
They all buy you drinks, too, which is weird, because no one in Vancouver buys you drinks. Yeah. Like, they can't afford it. Everyone out there has their oil money, so they go out and buy you rounds of drinks, and people, everyone's always weirded out by it. They think, like, this weird dude's hitting on you or something, but they're just being nice.
It's different. It's a lot different from Vancouver, the scene out there, but they like really appreciate us coming out there, and they do everything to show their appreciation. So it's very welcoming. I think those are probably some of the most welcoming shows we've actually been to. That in Victoria is really great. Yeah. Been really great too.
We're more popular in Calgary than we are in Vancouver, I think. Possibly.
That's telling of your style of music, isn't it? Considering that you're latest release and your songs are really, you know, get in, get out. Your current record is pretty long by Beeline standards. Is there a set length with which you'd want to record a song or a record at?
Not really. I mean, we
inspires us.
Yeah. You know? I mean, we've got a couple new songs that are a bit longer, but I mean, the songs are so fast. Like, we could play everything through six times and it would still be like 2 minutes long. Like, there's no point in doing that.
It's how I write music. I can't really help. Like, I don't really think about it. I write the music and Ryan writes the vocals, and it just happens that way.
You gotta leave them wanting more.
And your music is also very, you know, Vancouver-centric. You write about a lot of Vancouver things. What inspires your writing process?
I'll let you.
I mean, you just gotta write what you know, I guess. Like,
that's what we're surrounded by. It's where we live, you know, like... We love the city. We love the scene here, and we wanna write about it, sing about it, and we're proud to live here. And we're proud to be a Vancouver band. So I think it just feels natural.
I don't know what else I would write about. You know?
We don't really. We kind of just live by the moment, and we do what just immediately inspires us. We don't do what's in fashion or what we think people are going to enjoy. We just, you know, I'm pretty spontaneous with how I write things, and I think Ryan's probably the same way. So we just do it, and it happens, and there you go. It's spontaneous.
So tell me about the Hastings Strut.
do you want to...
I don't know, like any other song that we've written, I show up to practice and be like, hey, I got this thing that's been going in circles in my head and I can't get that out of my head, and I think it's a good one, so here we go. And then we, you know, generally get the music down pretty fast, and Ryan wrote the vocals, and
I work on Hastings Street, so I'm very familiar with the Hastings strut.
And I see it every day.
I see it every day, and
it's pretty much about people. You know, if you know anything about Hastings, you'll see people wigging out on Hastings, walking weird, doing the funky chicken, you know, saying weird stuff.
Yeah, just crossing the street without looking, like walking straight out into traffic, and like they don't give a fuck, you know.
Yeah. So, we wrote a song about it. I think it's like our anthem, the Vancouver, Beeline's anthem for Vancouver, basically.
That's Vancouver, the Hastings strut.
On a similar vein, do you know any social retards?
Oh, yeah. Many.
I think we won't name any particular people that was about, but...
I think Vancouver has a reputation for being kind of a snobby city, and as a social retard, I think it's just that lots of people aren't very socially adept, and kind of like if they're not saying hi to you, don't take it personally. They just don't say hi to anybody.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
On that note, should we reconvene after our sandwiches?
Sounds good.
That was a good sandwich, wasn't it?
It was great. I'm stuffed.
So on the subject of music waste, what bands are you considering checking out when you're not on stage?
I definitely want to see Defectors. I really like Apollo Ghosts, too. I think they're playing on Saturday. There's lots of new bands this year, so I have to go through and kind of check out a bunch of new bands. It's always lots of fun and just going and seeing what's out there and just going show to show and going out all night.
Since you work at Scratch Records, what are you listening to lately?
I'm listening to lots of Hall & Oates, because someone brought in all these Hall & Oates records. And, I mean, no one's ever going to buy them, so I just keep them behind the counter and listen to them. But also, what else? I like the new Broken Water record, Milk Music, both Olympia bands. They're both really good.
Cool. So finally, have you noticed a change in your voice since you've, you know, changed your singing style and made it more, you know, aggressive? Has it taken a toll on you in any sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my voice kind of changed because I was just doing all these shows and, you know, yelling and stuff. And so my voice got rougher and gruffer. And my voice isn't as subtle as it used to be. It's just, it wasn't really a conscious choice. I just couldn't. My voice is just rougher now from playing so many shows over the last few years, and lots of times playing through really crappy PAs and having to yell to be heard and stuff. So, yeah, it kind of wears your voice out of me.
One last thing. I had this idea. I'm wondering if you could read something for me. And read this in the sense of, like, Jonathan, that's really lame. Why am I saying this?
Okay. Hey, this is Ryan Dick of the Beelines. Next stop on CITR is Shameless.
Beautiful. Thanks, dudes.
No problem. Thank you.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9. and www.citr.ca.
gracing the cover of CITR's own fine publication, Discorder. They are Chains of Love here on the Shameless Music Waste Tribute Show. They, of course, playing the Music Waste coming up this Friday at the Electric Owl with the likes of the Shilohs, Student Teacher, and Murder Castle. They're also going to be playing the North by Northeast Festival over in Toronto. They made some big waves, Chains of Love. I like them. I like them a lot. That great garagey tune was Lies, Lies, Lies from their self-titled debut. They come a long way in a short time. I'm going to try and get an interview with them on the next Shameless in 2 weeks. If they don't skip town before then, it's been known to happen. Also on this Music Waste-themed edition, we had The Dead Ghosts, who are playing the Waldorf on Sunday over on Hastings and Commercial Street Drive. Yes. The track, God Only Knows. And we started that set off with the great Beelines, two cool dudes, and a few other cool dudes, but got to talk to two cool dudes, Ryan and Scotty. And they are playing the Cobalt over on Main and Terminal. They'll be taking the stage at 12, but other bands they'll be playing with are the likes of Mikey Screwdriver, Richard Carrot Wrangler, and Hole in My Head. That is the Beelines at the Cobalt tomorrow night. I think we'll be in attendance, won't we, Natalie?
I think so. I think we've got a lot of things to attend.
I think so. Music Waste is a busy time.
Mm-hmm.
Busy time. Also, I should clarify, at the top of the show, I did say that I had won the last game, Alexalus. But I'm losing by a substantial margin on this game, Alexalus. But we'll see. We'll see.
I'm the teacher here. I know more words than you.
I don't think so. I have a degree in words.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
What do I have a degree in? Uselessness. I mean, go to school, kids.
My words degree may be also useless. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think it may be gooder. Much, much gooder.
More well.
More well. Moving on, this more well show. Shall we keep the Music Waste train running?
Let's do it. Choo-choo.
Nice. This band, a favorite band of mine and this city, they do this city proud. And they are Fine Mist. From their latest released Public Domain, this is Under the Covers on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR.
Why'd you keep holding on. Oh, oh, oh. Why do I keep holding on?
Just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time.
Protecting from the spiders who wanna bite me. All I wanna smell back cover in laundry. I take something from all that I see. All I wanna smell is unfamiliar food. My hair now completely smells like you.
You are listening to Shameless here on 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting live in Vancouver, where if anyone out there listening is watching the Vancouver Canucks game and wants to, you know, call us up and tell us what the score was, we'd be more than happy to have that just for our own sake. You know, we've been too busy covering the Music Waste Festival to, you know, keep on top of that, but it'd be much appreciated. Sure would. I'm Jonathan Brown, happy to have you along here with me. And with my lovely co-host, Natalie.
That's me.
That's you.
Enjoying the Mario theme music.
Actually, speaking of which, if you got your headphones on.
I do.
Can you hear this? You know what this is from? This is from a record you bought me not too long ago. And I've been dying to play it on the air.
Sound
find
effects.
A practical reuse for sound effects. Anyway, where was I? All right, No Gold. Where are they playing in Music Waste? Let's consult the Bible. And in fact, if you want to see your own Bible of Music Waste, simply check out musicwaste.ca and you can see everything that's going on everywhere. And you can see shows like No Gold, we just had, playing the Waldorf over on Hastings and Commercial on Saturday. Before that, we had a great band, a new discovery of mine called Spell, with their track, It's Just a Matter of Time. And here's a case of just how dominant this Music Waste Festival is, because Spell is playing the Art Waste segment of Music Waste. And there's tons, you know, art shows, comedy shows going on all over the place, like China Cloud and the like. This art show that Spell is playing at is at the Lion's Den Cafe over on Kingsway and Fraser. It's a great den, great cafe. We go there for breakfast all the time.
Love the Lion's Den.
I love the Lion's Den. A show there?
It'll be amazing.
Yeah, with a band of that caliber. They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what I heard. I liked it a lot. A lot. But moving on. Shall we play something else?
Let's do it.
What are you thinking? I'm thinking... And always a good time is Teen Days. And they are playing Pat's Pub over on Hastings tomorrow night. Because there's stuff going on every night, everywhere. Like this, for instance. Teen Days with their track Surface on 1019FM.com. Shameless.
Thank you.
WITR are proud to present An Evening with Australian Pop Trailblazers, Architecture in Helsinki, featuring special guests, Hooray for Earth. Architecture in Helsinki are touring the world in support of their LP, Moment Bends, a new record that sees the once sprawling eight-piece trimmed down to a toned five-person ensemble. The synth hooks will be flying. Doors open at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Advance tickets can be procured from Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records. That's Architecture in Helsinki with Hooray for Earth, June 5th at Venue Nightclub.
Mind to clear out. No, this is what I'm built to switch. It'll fly. Don't miss ideas that just crack at the crack at break. They wear the same clothes, they're talking cliches. They wear the same clothes, they're talking cliches. We never know when things are going our way. But I gotta demand to clear out.
into a prison of nightmares.
Alas, it has come to that time again. I shared those sniffly sentiments of yours, Natalie.
So sad.
I know.
But do we really have to leave?
I think we do. Because we got to make way for the grand folk oasis.
It's true.
With Val.
She's coming up next.
Can the class just join up a little? But it's been a great show thus far. Our music oasis tribute for all the lovely music heads out there in Vancouver. I'm sure you've appreciated it. I hope so. That last track we heard was from Juvenile Hall. Some great kids. Great girls had them on a few years ago, actually. And they're still getting in trouble. That track, Loser. And they play this Saturday at 360 Glen on 360 Glen Drive as part of Music Waste. Also in that set, we had Rollmock from their record Off Skews and Fuges. That was Fuge 2. And they're playing two nights at the Anza Club over on 8th and Ontario. And they take the stage at 10 p.m., which is in 2 hours. The game should be done by then, eh? Time to dust those Bruins off, Canucks. Yeah, that makes sense, right? To me, it does. To me, it does. Anyway, as we leave right now, going to end off the track that does not feature in Music Waste in any sense, but I've meaning to play it for quite a while, because when I was taking the SkyTrain, someone, you know, tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, take the CD, and I appreciate the hustle, so I'm going to play it right now. They are called The Harvest Lucys, Volume 2. Track 1 sounded pretty good, but it's called A Pothead's Life. And, you know, maybe they think, hey, I'd appreciate that kind of music, but not for today. In fact, what I'll play now is Summertime. It's a nice track that ushers in the summer season, which is coming in 21 days. Till then, we'll see you. Right?
Right.
Right. Right. Good night, Vancouver.
Bye-bye.
Still be there.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Timbre presents Times New Viking. The indie lo-fi rockers will be playing on Wednesday, June 22nd at the Media Club, 695 Canby Street, to support their upcoming album, Dancer Required. Doors are at 8 p.m. and tickets are $13, available online at www.ticketweb.ca or from Red Cat, Scratch and Zulu Records.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.